Good afternoon. It's the 8th of July, a Wednesday, the day that Bill Shorten has been in the witness box all day at the Trade Union Royal Commission. I just thought I'd give you my impressions. First up, I think that Shorten is the product of many, many years of media training, many years of reviews of his videos, reviews of his speeches, etc. He's had professional input, and in this case, it's crystal clear that he's been schooled in the way that he responds to the predicted questions. Now, as you look at his testimony today, keep in mind that about a week ago he was served with the documents that form the basis of Stolger's questioning. So when he's shown emails, when he's shown letters and what have you, he's had them for some time. He knew what was coming. As a result of having received that correspondence some time ago, or copies of the correspondence, and finding out what the commission knew, he's done a lot of things. Like, for example, revising his electoral declarations made in 2007. So it's patently clear, right? If he thought he'd get away with it, if he thought the commission didn't get its hands on all those documents, do you reckon he would have revised his declaration? I don't think so. Now, a lot of people talk about the simple fact of that declaration being wrong as the start and the finish, and he's fixed it up, it's all good. Now, have a think about this. The man is a union official. He's standing for the parliament. Secretly, his campaign is being funded by an employer. Hang on a sec. This guy's a union official there for the workers. Who is funding his campaign? A boss. Now, is that done openly? No. That was all in secret. That's the sort of bloke that Shorten is. And when you cut through the waffle, when you cut through the crap, when you cut through the media training, that is what we are seeing exposed at this commission today. Now, the Trade Union Royal Commission is a commission of inquiry into union corruption. I think that we're seeing a corrupt man in the box, in that he corruptly used his position. He said he was there for one purpose, to advance the interests of workers. But in fact, he corruptly didn't do that. He was there to advance his own interests, and he did a lot of that in secret. Shorten has said things like, you know, since Labor's come in, we've now, Labor brought in new awards, and therefore it was appropriate for the old award with the Clean Event, the enterprise bargain with Clean Event, to be updated in respect of the new award. That's waffle. That's the product of his media training with Bill Kilty. Shorten today, when you cut through the crap, when you cut through the stagecraft and the smoke and mirrors, Shorten today is being exposed for precisely what he is. The sort of trade union official who'd sell out the workers to advantage himself. And that, in my view, is unforgivable. Today we're seeing the end of the career of Bill Shorten.